It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Chico,
part
Delamar,
one.
Gino. The Morning Rush.
Mott's Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a Thursday.
Yes. The 25th today. For us, it's payday.
It's the day after Iron Man.
It's the aftermath of Gabi. Iron Man. You know, I
Twitter
enjoyed this
all...
the most.
Really? Out of all three?
I think because it was more man than iron. You know what I mean?
I'm just...
No, I mean, you get to know him without his... Because he's like...
I'm scared.
No, you get to know the hero. Behind the
more than the
more yeah. than just the suit,
it's not his action,
and it's nothing. Packed. The stunt, man. I was like, how did they do that?
Yeah,
it's really like we haven't seen some of the things that they're doing there. It's like, wow, that's crazy.
And it's out of it's like a new version. It's a reworking of the Iron Man.
No, because it's not Jon Favreau anymore who directed it.
So. I noticed. I was like, oh, it's not him anymore.
It's a different feel altogether.
But what a story.
But just as a tip for everyone, stay until the very end of the credits.
Oh, really?
The very end. Oh, yeah, because you left.
Yeah, we had to leave.
Yeah, it was at... Because usually... it's a little after
some credits
they flash out the cast.
Right.
But this time around, it's at the very, very end.
Wow. Okay.
Really, stay around. I mean, it's a short snippet, as always, but it's really worth it.
Okay.
And
you guys will have to tell me what that was about.
It is showing now.
It
so
is
you
showing.
Might want to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Iron Man 3.
It's in cinemas all over.
All over.
Like, literally.
I don't think that you would see any other movie.
If you go to a mall, it's all that.
But we are first ahead of the United States,
yes,
right?
It won't be shown until Friday in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
So, or Saturday here.
Right.
Okay, so we've got a top 10 for you guys. Thank you to Ako Si Poling who suggested this. It's so timely, especially for us, because tomorrow we're going to Singapore. The top 10 tips for Pinoys going abroad.
Ah, like going as in working there?
Whether vacation, whether migrating, whether just for work. You can include tips like on the plane, on a boat,
just
immigration,
trips on traveling
airport,
abroad.
And then specific countries or traveling in general. Anything, as long as it's like tips for Pinoys going abroad. And even Yahoo, it's so funny, after I posted this, I was looking for news, and in the yahoo.com.ph, they had like advice for travelers.
Okay.
You know, so because people are traveling,
especially
summer,
at this month. Yeah,
people are really going to different countries, you know, and your tips for, let's say, going to the Middle East will be very different for your tips going to Europe going to the US.
Okay.
All right, so the top 10 tips for Pinoys going abroad. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299, or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Tips for Pinoys.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to April 25, 2013. It is a Thursday. This is Del with a very first news update here on The Morning Rush. All right. You can no longer use work as a reason not to vote since Election Day, May 13, has been named a special non-working holiday. President Benigno Aquino III on Tuesday signed Proclamation Number 571. What's S? Series 2013, I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which declares May 13 a special public holiday. More than 52 million Filipinos are registered voters for the 2013 national and local elections. Commission on Elections show that is how many people should be voting. A total of 18,050 elective seats are at stake. These include 12 senators, to replace those whose six-year terms will expire this year. Now, also up for grabs are legislative and executive positions in the country's 80 provinces, 143 cities, and 14,091 municipalities. According to the palace spokesperson Edwin Lacerda, he said, quote, the president wishes to enable the Filipino people to exercise their right to suffrage.
Wow. So, because they really shouldn't have any work on that day.
Yeah.
When it's national elections, I mean, you know, people will be, you know, at the precincts, at the schools,
yes,
at the barangay halls.
Or some of them would be watching on TV, yeah, as the first, you know, election returns.
And
or
some,
at least the results.
Watchers.
Yeah, the watchers.
Yeah.
Of course, it's becoming more different because this is the second time we're using the machines,
yes,
right?
But we still have all the teachers there, so obviously no school.
No school, yeah. And it's nice that we give, the election, the national elections, the proper, I guess, attention.
Importance
that it needs, so that people can't, you know, you don't go about your normal,
yeah,
your normal work.
Like, take it seriously, like dead seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're a little discouraged by the front runners.
Yes. Ay, nako.
You know, somebody asked me this question, like, do you vote? They asked me, Del, do you vote? And who was that who asked me just recently?
Yeah.
And I said, I do. And he asked, like, why? Because, you know, awful people win.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I wouldn't have the right to complain, mm-hmm, if I didn't exercise my right to vote. You know, and I want my right to complain.
And it's hard to use that argument because the people who vote for the awful candidates are masipag to vote.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
So you should vote at the very least.
Yeah, the wicked are
are hard at work.
Yeah, are hard at work because they want it. They want it so,
yeah,
bad. So
you just give them more leeway. You give them more, you know, chances of winning. So,
oh, is that the worst thing good people can do is stand by?
Yeah.
When evil people do what they need to do,
yeah,
like, you know, if you don't get involved, so
even if, yeah.
So it's May 13, special non-working holiday. You cannot use working as an excuse,
no,
not to vote.
Not at all.
All right. So wear that indelible ink on your index finger, mm-hmm, as a badge that you've done your duty.
You did your job as a citizen.
As a citizen to push our country in the direction you think we should be going.
And thereby, that is your license to gripe on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but that's part of it. I mean, of course, we're just phrasing it differently, but yeah.
Yeah, when you start complaining about your senators and
your
leaders,
the laws,
the lawmakers, the
remember,
laws, then you have license. You go, look, I have a, you should have like a picture of you and your index finger. I have a right
voted
to complain.
I'm giving you the finger.
Yeah.
And remember, like, in the last how many years, there were so many debates.
Yeah.
In the Senate, and all eyes were on the Senate. So remember, the one you're voting for, I wish that you would be on the same side as them when issues are presented. For, mm-hmm, example, you know, what was that? The RH bill, mm-hmm, and then the last one.
And it's so funny, I really hear this.
The CJ.
I really hear this all the time. People who go, when in trouble, kunyari, a certain politician. Basta ako, hindi ko binoto yan.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I washed my hands,
yeah,
off of this. Oh, the Chief Justice got on an investigation. Remember that?
Yes.
So people, you could see your senators divided.
Mm.
One on the left, one on the right. So you have to make sure that the people you vote for are people you feel confident will be on the same side as you
when it comes to the important issues.
When it comes to the important issues. Anyway, that's the news. The first one today here on the show, we're a little groggy from an Iron Man hangover.
Droggy.
But we'll try to manage to take you
the
with us all the way
rush
to 10.
Top 10.
Only on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Akosi Poling for suggesting this. The top 10 tips for Pinoys going abroad. Let's start off with Sig Kawengdor. Wag mo nang artehan yung English mo. Lalo ka lang hindi maiintindihan ng mga locals. A neutral accent is okay. Sometimes because you want to fit in.
Right away.
So let's say you're in France and you want to speak English. Meron ka pang French accent. Na hindi ka naman
which,
French.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, right. Where is the toilet?
Diba? But again, you know what? I think you could actually pull that off. You.
Me.
Yeah. The fake accent.
The fake accent. And especially from the guy who has lived and spent his childhood everywhere.
Because yeah, I think France and Spain.
We would find it so...
Ano, Spain.
No, we would find it so surprising how many people actually would... think they have, let's say, they go to the U.S. Because they think they sound like
Americans.
Native Americans. Yeah. I mean, local Americans. But actually, they sound like call center guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
But in their heads, they're like, oh my gosh, my accent is so...
I have it down pat.
Yeah.
And you know those, ano? Sorry, but you know those balikbayans?
Mm.
Na...
They come back as may twang na.
Oh, and then, and you know it's manufactured.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just know
kasi
it is.
Pag natural eh.
Yeah. It's true.
And you know, it's like they wear it as a badge. Yeah. Na parang, I have an accent now.
Saka, it's a signal.
I got so used to talking like this.
Or it's like a signal to you that they have lived abroad.
Yeah.
And you should treat them differently.
Yeah, I know, and it's so annoying.
You know, I got my education.
Education? I hate that. That's one of my pet peeves. Education.
Yeah, I got my education and.
I remember we had this one classmate na parang nag-summer lang sa States, like mga 2 months. Pagbalik niya, hindi na daw sa marunong mag-Tagalog. Sabi ko, patuwang kaya kita.
Madaming ganun. Angeli Des says, wag magdadala ng tuyo, bagoong danggit, at suka sa carry-on baggage.
Yeah.
Pati durian.
Yeah,
it's really, not allowed.
To them, it's really foul, the smell of it.
Di lang yun, yung ulo ng lechon.
Oh my gosh, in your maleta.
It really happened to you're a friend
like
a, of ours.
You're like a voodoo, they think you're a voodoo princess
kasi
or something.
Kasi may nag-gathering yung mga Pinoy sa LA. So everyone... you know, had a feast.
Yeah.
And then I guess, nag-take home siya na
ulo ng lechon.
And she put it in her luggage.
Good Lord.
So on the x-ray machine, it's like, huh?
Yeah, she got flagged out. I mean, you don't do that. Needs to be properly packaged. No.
Lock on Strata says, don't convert when buying.
Yeah.
Everybody says this. Even my late father.
Because malulugi ka to. I mean, you'll always feel bad about it.
You won't enjoy it.
You
won't enjoy
the shopping. Yeah, you will lose the joy of being in another country.
Yeah. Siko Wengtor says, explore. Imagine mo gumasok sa bakalaki-laki tapos you just cooped up in the hotel. There are people like this.
Yeah.
Para as much time as they can, they stay in their hotel room. I mean, I get the whole, you know, relaxing
luxury,
part.
Yeah.
Pero kung ganun rin lang, edi sana dito ka na lang, nag-hotel ka na lang dito sa Philippines.
Exactly.
Rather than spend for like so much to go to Europe or wherever, tas nasa hotel ka lang.
I know like a friend of ours, they went to a certain country where there's a lot of poor people,
mm-hmm.
like really poor, and they never left their
hotel?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. But only because...
Baka naman scary.
Yeah.
Baka naman scary kasi.
I think
that's
scared.
Different.
So why'd they go pa? Wala lang, they wanted to see sana.
Or maybe
well,
they didn't expect.
There was this one like...
tourist
sale?
Spot.
There you go. One tourist spot
that
they really
wanted to see.
Wanted to see.
Oh, right.
But they didn't bother with the rest of the
with
country.
With the rest of the country.
So,
turns out, the rest of the country is kind of scary to go around in. Carla says, bring Pinoy food. I think this is for migrating people.
Yeah.
At some point, you will be so thankful to find like instant pancit canton in your cabinet.
It's true.
Parang the comfort of it na parang, there's instant noodles.
When I went to the States the first time and then I told my high school friend, I'm going to the States finally. And she said, can you do me a huge favor? How much space do you have in your luggage? I said, a lot, because I wasn't bringing a lot of stuff. And she said, bili mo ko ng canned sisig.
And fill it up. Fill up your luggage.
Canned sisig
you know,
talaga. Yun talaga yung ano.
Diba, this weekend we're gonna be in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
My friend asked me to buy corned beef.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Corned
beef.
Local
diba?
Na.
Local
na corned
I'm sure
beef.
They have corned
yeah,
beef
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just want
but
the local
the, it's
flavor.
It's a local
there's
Pinoy
this one,
flavor.
Yeah, there's just one local brand that's really, parang that's what Pinoy's
the
look
Pinoy,
for.
Pinoy, yeah. OMGN says, gather memories, not souvenirs. Kasi yung souvenirs, after a while, nakatambak na lang.
No, it's just junk.
Unless na lang like you have a collection talaga.
Yeah. That guy, Avria Chocolat says, maghanap ng guwapo, tapos Instagram mo kagad. Para kunyari, naging boyfriend mo sa doon. Pero just some random guy.
I wish we had Instagram when I traveled more.
Diba?
Kasi daming guapo talaga. Ang dami.
When was that? Medyo stalker eh. But when I went to Japan with my family.
Yeah.
And hello.
Oh, girls left and right.
Tsaka chinita overload, diba? I mean.
Chinita na, straight hair pa.
Diba? Tapos,
fair pa.
Tapos short skirt pa lahat.
Oo nga,
kasi,
right.
Ano, so anyway, the whole time, I had a DSLR camera with me. So I would take hip shots. Yung habang nasa train ako.
Hello,
it wasn't like I was taking photos of them to, you know, do something about it. It was just more of like, wow, she's really pretty. You know what I mean? So I would be taking hip shots left and right. And like, in the guise of, ano, na parang, ay, napindot ko lang. Or inaayos ko lang. Yung parang...
Sa talaga ni Gina.
Pervert.
Sa talaga multi-shot yung...
At saka kasi naman, puro mga...
Puro yung type.
Yeah. Mga Ozawa level. Asawa level.
Well, pwede rin. Pwede rin Ozawa level.
Asawa level.
She's so pretty.
She's from Japan.
Kasi, and she is so pretty.
She's a singer, by the way. She's a singer.
She is. She has a band.
She has a band. She's a singer.
She's a celebrity.
Yes, she is.
Diba? So there's nothing wrong with Ozawa level beauty.
Ozawa level.
Anjali Des says,
Ozawahin ko yun.
Alamin ang human rights law sa mga bansang pupuntahan mo.
Right.
It could be your only defense pag may nangyari sa'yo doon.
Agree.
Because not all countries have the same human rights laws.
If you're going to the Middle East and then you're going to Europe, you know, those are two different laws.
Or Singapore, they cane people, diba?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Drick says, if you're going abroad, wag na wag mong tatawaging foreigners ang mga locals.
ikaw yung foreigner.
Diba, so there was this one entry before. Yeah. A mom daw, they went to, I don't know, kunyari China or US. And then the first thing she says was, wow! Ang daming foreigner!
You're
ikaw
the
yung foreigner.
Eh, sila yung foreigner doon. Just like imported.
Yes.
Same, I think, you know, somebody also said, yung parang pagpunta nila ng grocery store for the first time in the US, they're like, wow, puro PX.
PX.
Philippine exchange.
Like imported. That's what we used to call imported stuff.
Oh, imported.
PX. Parang PX goods. Like, you'd go to Dao.
Yeah.
You'd go to
Cartimar. Cartimar, there you go.
Cash and carry if you wanted PX, quote-unquote, PX goods.
Right.
Tsaka talagang, it wasn't, you couldn't find it in the normal grocery stores.
No, not at all. That guy Mark X says, "Wag kakalimutan magtagalog pagbalik ka. Bakasyon lang yan, tandaan mo." It's not like you migrated.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're
talking
about.
And remember, even people who have migrated, they've been there for 20 years pagbalik,
they still know how.
They still don't know how to speak English.
Oh, okay.
I mean, di ba, yung pag nag-English sila, yung parang lalo na yung mga the dads and the moms.
Right.
If they don't develop an accent, they don't.
My friend nakakatuwa kasi when she speaks, she works for Disney.
Yeah.
And she's in the office, and I she brought me to her office, and she would speak like with a thick American accent. I mean, I think partly because they need to belong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They adapt.
Pero pag nagtagalog siya, as in no trace.
Matatas.
No trace talaga.
One time nga, I went to the States for like 5 months. I was supposed to study there, but then I decided I'll just finish studying here. Mm-hmm. So when I came back, first time I met my barkada, because sige nga, I want to see how, parang medyo inano ko sila na yung pag kinausap nila ako, parang, Rico, Chico. Chico, you wanna, Tapos talaga,
annoying.
Tapos yung, of course, I don't talk like that. Diba? No. Talaga, tapos natatawa na ako kasi mga mukha nila parang, sampalin ko tong ogag na to. Yung talaga yung mukha nila parang, tapos yung,
And then.
Kasi diba sa States, sila. Diba tayo parang, oh, tapos, diba yung ganda? As you can see it in their faces, they wanted to hit me. They were like,
I would have wanted to hit you.
5 months. That's
And my friend said, it's funny when we say, Filipinos will say,
yeah, right.
To us, means oh.
Yeah.
To them, means uh-uh. It's the opposite.
It's like, nuh-uh. One time somebody said something and I said, nuh-uh. Talaga sila, tawan-tawan na ako.
Or yung parang pag, ano, kunwari, nasugatan ka. Mga, ouch. Diba, because usually, it's the first one that comes out.
Aray.
And then dapat yan, ano, mapag yung,
awi.
Yung, ouch, bilang sampalin mo na hindi nila expect.
Aray! Hindi lumabas na
yun. Lumabas yung totoo.
Ma, loko ka.
Loko ka. Sakit nun, ha? Judge pa rin, ha? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 tips for Pinoys going abroad comes from Sig Goengtor.
He says,
true story, and I read this news bit.
Okay.
Huwag ka masyadong magpagwapo pag pupunta kang Saudi.
Yeah.
Baka ma-deport ka for being too handsome.
Yeah, I saw that too.
There were three Emirati people from the what do you call them? From the Emirates.
I don't know what
three Emirati
who weren't allowed.
Who were not allowed because they were too handsome.
I don't get it. Why?
They say the women might fall in love with them
and
too much.
forget the culture. Mm-mm.
Really?
They ganun, were turned away.
Pero ka imagine ganun ka kagwapo.
Hindi, na ano natakot sila nitong tatlong to.
Ay, good looking.
Ay, Chico.
No, I mean, you know, I guess okay. Okay lang.
Okay lang?
Oh, okay lang.
Okay lang? Kaya okay sila sinaport. Oh, ang gwapo.
Okay lang. I guess siguro.
Alam mo, doon mo talaga mahuli. Pag ang lalaki sabi, ang gwapo.
Ang gwapo?
Then, ay, siguro okay lang. Siguro kayo mga girls, siguro magugustuhan nyo. Kayo mga girls.
Mga girls.
Siguro magugustuhan nyo.
Okay, pag sinabi ni lalaki, ang cute niya.
Hindi, grabe. Para silang mga artista talaga.
Yeah.
Pero can you imagine that's the official statement that they're too handsome.
Sarap nun. Ako papaframe ko yung ano.
Diba?
Dineport ako dahil pogi ako.
Tapos nakakatawa, the pictures of the guys, they were hiding their faces. Na parang alam mo yung parang, oh my gosh, you know, this is what got me into trouble. Oh my gosh, what a problem. Ganun sila kagwapo.
Wow. Diba? Mm-hmm. Tapos,
ganda namang ano, breakfast talk.
Ang haba ng hair, no?
Right.
Yung parang wow. Tapos tatlo sila. So, oh my gosh. Anyway, so.
I want to see tuloy what they look like. Paano pa kaya sila Ryan Reynolds?
Oo nga.
Mga ganong level.
Like, hindi siguro kasi, I guess, no, especially for, I guess, in the Middle East.
Middle East.
Parang mas guwapo. Di ba like, kunyari, to Japanese, mas guwapo ang Japanese looks.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba yung ganun yan eh? Like, remember in Shogun, the book?
Yeah.
When Anjin-san finally got to Japan, they found him so ugly.
The white guy was ugly.
But he was handsome, di ba? Yeah. Pero it's just that to the Japanese, because I've never seen anyone who looks
He's
like
so
that.
So pale.
And hairy.
Hairy, and he had, his arms and legs were too long.
Yeah. So everybody found him like grotesque, barbaric. So I guess to them, mas guapo yung ganon, yung the Middle East handsome kind of look. So, but there you go. That's exactly what we're looking for. The top 10 tips for Pinoys going abroad, and we will be going abroad
tomorrow.
Hoping to see you guys over there in Singapore. Hope you join our book signing at O'Leary's at the Singapore Flyer, 1 to 7 p.m.
Right.
So if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag tips for Pinoys.
Ay,
no, Gino, that's not them.
That's not them.
No,
that's not them.
Because I was
trying. Why would they wear that?
And they weren't wearing that.
No, they were wearing.
Post mo nga sa Twitter, please.
Malik mo ang pinahubad sila.
No.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
I swear you're such a geek.
Why?
Tanungin lang kita if you liked Return of the Jedi as much as Return of the King, and you're torn.
Kasi iba eh.
It's a different feel.
You can't compare the two.
No, but I know, like, you know some people, they don't care. Like geeks would, parang they will talk about why
you
can't.
Really have to analyze it eh. I mean,
even ano eh, Star Wars Return, Star Wars
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. I really can't. Kasi iba eh. Like, Star Wars buong-buo as a movie.
Right.
As in, on its own. And it's special. Siyempre, it's the first one. Diba?
Yeah.
But the second kasi is so rich. Pero it's pilay.
It's not the beginning. Middle,
eh.
It's not the end.
Oh, sobrang I hated the ending. You know,
but they say if you're a real Star Wars fanatic,
that's what you like.
Empire Strikes Back is the best movie.
Yeah, it is the best.
I like
pero
the title.
That's why I can't choose between the two.
But you know, I love the title.
Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back. But it's just so, whoa.
Haunting.
Oh, eh. Parang, tsaka iba yung dating nung...
And I really did love that.
And it predated Top Gun, ha? Yung the dogfight.
Right.
When I was watching Top Gun, I was like, wow, this is like, you know, the fight dun sa...
Plus...
Dun sa, ano, Death Star.
Pero remember, the people who made Top Gun were probably growing up watching Star Wars.
Exactly.
That whole, it's such a pioneer.
That whole sagutan between pilots. I was like, wow, that's a like Death Star thing.
So Lord of the Rings, though, which one did you like? I mean, the most.
The most? Oh my gosh, don't even.
I love the Two Towers.
Parang ganun, no? It's really the middle one. Na parang, kasi it, I guess one is special because
it's the first look into everything.
Yeah.
But it's like a diesel engine. It's still starting to build.
And then everyone gets defined in the second one.
Pero kasi sa Matrix, gumulo.
The first one really was the most.
Was the most. Yeah. And like in the.
Tapos the third one was just, whoa, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, it's too gumulo much. Pero yung like Star Wars, the trilogy, and Lord of the Rings. Parang it got richer as, you know, the story went on.
As in like literally.
It's a Fast and the Furious na magiging anim na.
Wow. The last one is for me.
Actually, that's true.
That's
crazy.
No, but like, I remember
in the star cast kasi, di ba?
Remember when they re-showed the Star Wars, the first three Star Wars in cinemas.
Yeah.
Me and the former jock of RX.
Yes.
We watched it as adults.
I was with you guys.
We cried. Nung lumabas yung credits. We both cried. As in literally, we had such goosebumps and kasi parang you saw that as a kid.
You know they were elbowing each other. But ito na. Yeah. Like a kilig film.
Tapos nung lumabas na yung in a galaxy. Oh my gosh. Talagang tears of joy.
But also remember, when that came out, that was in the 90s. It had been 20 years since you last saw it up on the big screen.
I must say.
Oh my God. When you saw it again, that was the first time I watched it.
Oo nga.
And I was a child.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was in second grade.
And ako, when I watched Empire Strikes Back, I watched it pa in Subic.
Tapos,
I had such bragging rights. No, I had my cousin's tito.
Yeah.
Worked US
in
Navy.
US Navy. So, at the time, hindi pa yung like now, di ba na, like,
but Iron Man 3.
Di ba Iron Man 3, we showed it before the US.
Yeah,
before
yeah.
you had to wait months.
Months.
Remember that?
Yes.
So, I watched Empire Strikes Back months before, like,
everyone else got to watch it here.
So, I was so yabang na parang, I watched it already. And
my gosh, what if that moment when Gino watched it.
Yeah.
He was just a kid. You were 8 years old.
Yeah.
We were watching it for the re-showing.
Yeah.
What if we were in the same theater?
And we didn't know it. No, because one of my first ever movie experiences talaga that'll always stick out was when I watched Indiana Jones.
Mm.
It was in a cinema in Green Hills because it was a premiere.
Mm.
Like, my dad used to work for one of the, what is it? Is it a chocolate drink? Sort of. One of the chocolate drink brands for kids. And so they had a premiere and then I watched it and I just remembered like how different it was.
Baka, what if...
Baka kayo yung host nun. Hindi ko lang alam.
Who knows?
Diba? Who knows?
When you were gone, what's Gino here? Hindi, there was this one day that you weren't at work.
Right.
So we had a visitor here in the booth.
Yeah.
So he was just sitting there at the back and just watching the show. And then when we had like a little lull where we could talk, he said, I don't know if you guys remember this, but do you remember like 16 years ago you guys had like a stick on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, 10 years ago there was a stick on. In the south. Yeah, okay. In the south. And do you remember there was a kid with a violin?
Yeah.
Chico remembers.
Yeah.
And that 10-year-old kid is now like a guy.
A lady.
Like,
he's now
like
a lady.
A grown guy. And I was
what about that? We're about to host a wedding this month. And he was like, you know what? This is not the first time I'm meeting you guys. I was like, oh, really? When did we meet? You hosted this wedding years ago. Parang, basta a wedding.
Yeah.
And he was like in grade 3. And he was there in that wedding. And now we're hosting his wedding.
Wild. Actually, that's true. Because like, when I first got into the show, a really good friend of mine from high school was telling me, oh, it's Chico and I'll have a photo with him. And then she showed me her photo. She was in first year high school. And she's like, my batchmate. And then you guys were there. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God talaga. Oh my God.
So, diba, I told you about this.
No.
Nakikwento ko na when I was in high school, yung mga batchmates ko. May fantasies about Della.
If I know, pinagpapantasan mo si Della.
What? Delamar. Kadiri ka. Sorry, no offense.
Siguro may mga mga pictures ka ni Delamar na nakabikini siya tapos.
What? Naka-photoshop. Wala pa naman photoshop ng high school.
Well, meron na. Yung
paint.
For review. Remember when they pasted my face on a bikini, like a girl
in
a bikini.
Bikini shot?
But it's not me.
No. Okay.
Somebody else.
So, si Chico may bikini shot ba?
Ang marami.
Hindi. Hey. Kasi nung time na pinagpapantasan si Del ng mga klasiko, ako.
Even then.
Even then, I knew.
Can we just wish Drago Filipinas good luck on their races on Friday and Saturday?
Hey, good luck.
Drago, Drago.
Drago
Pilipinas.
Yes.
And Tatsumi, have fun.
Have fun in Boracay. Also, let's say hello to Mr. Perk.
Hi, Mr.
Hello.
Perk.
Hi. And happy, happy birthday to Paul Jeffrey. That's coming from all of the Russians.
Happy birthday, Paul Jeffrey.
They're all just saying happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, here we go. The top 10 tips for Pinoys going abroad. Sebastian says, learn the foreign bad words first. Hindi mo alam, baka minumura ka na. OMG Ann says, kung umalis kang lalaki, sana pagbalik mo lalaki ka pa rin. Nice tip. Avria Chocolat says, ang isang bagay na wag mong kakalimutan, kahit nasa anong bansa ka, size 9 ako ah.
Shoe size.
Yun ang size ko.
Angeli Des says, wag mahiyang magtanong, hindi mo ikamamatay yan. Ang pagkaligaw, oo, ikamamatay mo yan.
It's true.
So magtanong ka na lang.
But this is more for guys, no? Guys don't like asking directions.
Yeah. OMGN says, nahiya naman ang Middle East sa dami ng langis sa mukha mo. Mag-block ka naman. Uh-oh. Baka ma-insecure ang Kuwait sa dami ng langis mo.
Hindi ka i-deport. I-naturalize
ka. Baka kunin ka. Tapos nagyan ka ng mga...
Tapos ika-classify ka na. Natural resource.
Targrod says, ito serious. Ang first priority mo... Pag dumating ka sa kahit anong bansa, alamin kung nasaan ang Philippine Embassy.
You're right. I agree.
Very good tip. Madmat Mark says...
Diba kasi yung mga action films na may mga diplomatic whatever, the first thing that they do is whenever they get into trouble, they run to the embassy. Right. They crash a car into the gate or something like that.
Jyoti says...
Wag naman. Pwede ka naman
maglakad
lang. Go through normal.
Wag mong gagawing pasalubong ang mga nakulimbat mong slippers, mug, ashtray sa hotel kahit pa gaano ka-tight ang budget. Konting self-respect naman.
Oh my God, that's such a Pinoy thing to do.
Tsaka imaginein mo, yung mag-ano ko, tapos may logo ng hotel.
No, parang, oy, may pasalubong ako for you.
Ashtray holiday.
Tsaka yung mga bawal iuwi.
It's such a distinctly Pinoy thing to do, diba?
Uh-huh.
Alam mo, iba tingin nila sa atin talaga. Para tayong mga, like, mga sweetik. They really think
Tsaka
of us.
Pack
rats. And parang we'll take anything that's there. They think that of
but
us.
But then again, it might not just be Filipinos. Because remember
I think
in
Asians.
Friends.
Asians.
No, but Asian. Even in Friends. Remember Ross?
Pero I think it's distinct. Yung mas marami.
Mas marami. Mas marami Asians.
When we were at the airport is it Kuala Lumpur or Mali?
Who's we?
That's not the point eh. Yung kwento, there was this family. Tapos they, siyempre, matagal yung layover nila. When they, they brought out mga aluminum foil. Tapos they opened it.
Hmm.
Tapos there was like, you just know it. It's buffet food. Kasi, you know, may mga
fish
bread.
Oh
may
my
mga,
gosh.
You could really see, and you really like, oh my gosh, this is from a buffet. And the whole family.
In a way.
Take away the social, parang ano of it, faux pas of it.
Yeah.
Parang, it makes sense. I mean, you know, to them, like, parang hindi ka
yeah, but that's not allowed.
I know.
A buffet kasi is, you have to eat it there.
Yeah.
Kasi malulugi sila, di ba?
Kasi kung lahat mag-uuwi.
Nag-uuwian na lang, tapos hindi nabibigyan.
Saka talaga, makikita mo talaga, and you know, I don't know how you know, but you know that it's buffet
hindi,
saka, food. It's
I not... guess, pag sobrang dami, nung kinuha.
And, oh my gosh. Madmat Mark says, kunyari nasa London ka, tapos alam mo yung mga double-decker red buses.
Yeah.
Double-decker?
Hindi yung jeep. Huwag kang sasabit sa likod. Makukulong ka. Yung kita mo yung may pinasabit sa likod.
Saka
mamatay
ka.
Hindi yung jeep,
kasi,
ha? Hindi
pero
yung
kung Pinoy ka, tapos sanay ka sumabit.
Oo.
Pero no, the rules are different. Public transport rules are different
but
in other
it's
countries.
But it's a bus.
Lalo na pag ano, ha? Kunyari sa New York ka, yung subway, huwag kang sasabit sa likod.
Kahit nakita mo merong parang maliit na.
No. And the top tip for Pinoys going abroad comes from Targrod.
Targrod says,
I don't know if it's true, but according to a friend, never shout hoy in Thailand. Apparently, according to my friend, it means the female body part.
Really?
Oh.
So don't say hoy.
Oh.
Either that's the word or it sounds like the Thai word for female genitalia.
Even in German. There's one word where Pinoys make the mistake of saying it. Same. And it means the male.
The male organ.
Mm.
So
common mistake though.
Yeah. And but especially for us, minsan pag nagulat ka, parang, ay, hoy, hoy.
Yeah.
Mamapagalong ka. And then they're like, what?
Tsaka they're scandalized and you don't know what
you
said.
And you don't even know.
And I think that just an additional one, because we're talking about things that, you know, you do normally.
Yeah.
I learned this from a friend of mine who's a Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how, you know, when we play around with each other, usually parang babatukan mo or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You never touch their head.
No, remember remember in the bank commercial?
Yes. I love that series.
It's a series of you. Don't touch. If you're in Thailand, you don't touch the head.
Yeah. If you're in Ganyan, don't burp. But if you're in Japan or in Middle
in
East,
China.
You have to burp.
Yeah, in China.
Because it's rude not to burp. If you don't burp after a meal, they think hindi ka nag-enjoy din sa meal.
Yeah,
really?
The best way to show your appreciation is to burp loud.
And
after
loud.
Eating.
Loud talaga.
So weird.
It's so weird. Yeah. Sa atin kasi that's rude.
Yeah. Sa atin it's rude. Or in the US or Europe. Pero in the Middle East and
pero
in,
para nakalungkot. Nakalungkot yung ano, no? Yung hindi pwede hawakan yung head mo.
Bakit?
No, wala lang. Kasi para it's always a nice feeling na hinahawakan.
Well, a lot of people don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ako,
even
like
Pinoy
it.
Sa... Even Pinoy's.
Ako actually.
Like don't touch the head.
Yung imamassage.
Ako, don't.
I love head massage.
Oh, diba? I love it too.
Yeah. No, diba? Ang sarap kaya nun. Lalo na pag
sure.
Ano.
Tsaka usually sa may dulo na kasi siya ng massage, diba?
Gusto ko yung madiin.
Oo. Tapos yung i-oil muna nila.
Ah, hindi, tsaka gusto ko yung ano, yung ipipress nila yung ugat.
Oo.
Parang, ay, yan, sarap.
Tapos parang they work.
Maugat.
Maugat.
Uy, pag may headache ka, maano talaga.
Tapos yung, pag, alam mo yung minsan nagpapulsate yung utak mo, yung nagtathrob talaga.
Yung utak mo.
It relieves pressure eh. Na massage. It really does eh, lalo pag sobrang.
Yun nga lang, minsan sa dulo lang talaga siya. Tapos, minsan mabilis lang.
It's the rush of blood eh, to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, ay, ang sarap.
So something else.
I don't know what to make of this conversation.
Hindi, kasi usually at the end of the massage, sasabihin
talaga nila yun. Do you need me to leave you guys alone?
Sasabihin nila, sir, mag, ano na. Ay, actually, they always, ano ha, kasama ba yung ulo?
Mm-mm.
And you're always like, because some people don't eh. Tapos, they'll
minsan,
ask permission
katawan
first.
Lang eh.
Oo, they have to ask permission first.
Mm.
The top 10.
Oh, ito na lang. Since we both like it so much, I'll massage your head, you massage mine.
Oh, sige. Okay.
Let's not do anything
like that. The top 10 tips for Pinoy's going abroad. Because we are going abroad.
Yeah.
Yes, tomorrow.
Sa city. Sa capital ng abroad.
No.
No, we're actually going to Singapore. So we'd like to invite everybody, all the Pinoy's in Singapore.
1 o'clock?
One o'clock. Something.
Are you guys going straight?
We have
to. Are you going home pa?
Well, some are going not straight.
No, we have to go directly.
No, immediately.
You won't
yeah,
make
straight,
it.
Straight
if
from
we don't
here.
Go straight from here, there's no time to come home.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Bring okay. your stuff now.
Malilit ka. So to all the Pinoys in Singapore, please join us. We will have a book signing. We will be also selling books at the venue,
yes,
right?
In case you don't have it.
That's Saturday, April 27 at the O'Leary Sports Bar at the Singapore Flyer. 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. we will be there.
So
hope to see you guys.
Yeah, we'd love to spend time with you. Very rare for us to go there. The three of us, ba?
Tell all your friends and family in Singapore to please join us. We would love to meet you all there. And since, you know, captive audience, we're not at home, you know, we'll just, you know, diretsong party na yun.
Oh.
Okay, so if you want to join us for the top 10 for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Tips for Pinoys.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. Hello, good morning, guys. It's time for the second news update. This one is bound to be...
Oh, my gosh. Hang on to your seats.
Okay, because I wasn't home...
Hang on to your seats.
You and I weren't home at all yesterday, mm-hmm. so we didn't know
what's
this
going
was happening.
On, yeah.
All right, so here's the news. Inday Barreto has finally come out in the open to defend daughter Claudine against her older sister Gretchen. In a statement sent to Philippine Star entertainment editor Ricky Law, dated April 22, Inday said she is correcting Gretchen's lies on the following issues. One, Gretchen's claim that Claudine will block niece Julia Barreto's entry in Star Magic, saying, who did Claudine say it to you? Or did you make this up to put Claudine in trouble with Star Magic and make Julia's big following angry with Claudine? You did that before. That's the mother talking. Issue number two.
Talking to
Gretchen.
Gretchen. Mm-hmm. via the article. Okay.
At number two, the issue is Claudine's statement that she is the one and only Teleserye princess in ABS-CBN. So again, the mother is saying, quote, did she tell you that or did you make it up again to block her entry to an ABS-CBN project? Issue number three, Claudine's alleged plan to ruin Julia's career. Again, the mother saying, next to Marjorie, no one can love those children more than Claudine. Talking about Marjorie's kids.
Who is, because okay. Marjorie is the mom of Julia.
Of Julia.
So the feisty Barreto matriarch admitted Raymart Santiago, Claudine's husband, has left the conjugal home, implying that it was Gretchen who let the cat out of the bag. So again, the mother asks Gretchen, do you also want to include God in your bashing and drip your perfumed saliva for the misfortune of your sister?
Wow.
Indy revealed that while Claudine did throw plastic plates and drinking containers one time, Gretchen broke expensive plates and vases when she threatened to swallow pills. The Barreto matriarch revealed that Gretchen's verbal abuse towards Claudine's family has taken the form of name-calling. Sabina, the adopted daughter of Claudine, supposedly Gretchen said, Negra daughter of yours?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Santino, she called supposedly Abnoy.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Raymart.
This is according to the mom, okay?
This is according to the mom, saying that Gretchen
supposedly said these things.
About Claudine's
allegedly.
Kids.
Allegedly. Right. Now, for Raymart, Inday Barreto says Gretchen had called him bakla for not siding with you.
Wow.
Wow.
Inday ordered Gretchen not to call Claudine evil and to stop attacking the latter. She ended her expose by saying she's letting go of Gretchen to save Claudine, saying, quote, I'm letting go of a child now who never wanted me in order to save one who has always been there for all and with all of her love, Claudine.
Wow.
It's just sad that it's playing out in public.
Yeah.
Because these things
this is stuff that you don't air out in public, you know what I mean?
And this is crazy.
I mean, obviously the fight is, because we don't really know what's going on. I'm sure they're also fighting between them in private, but this part is fighting for public sympathy. You're trying to get the public to side with you. Because why would you do it
against your daughter?
Exactly. Because it doesn't matter what other people know. I mean, you have a way of dealing with these things. But this is obviously something you want the public to know so that
they will side with you and the daughter you've chosen over the other daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's so...
Plus, because Gretchen also came out with her... statement in public.
Yeah, saying that, stuff about her own family.
Yeah, so it's really like, wow. I don't know where this will lead, though, but it's a bit of a mess. Yeah.
It is such a mess.
And it's a PR mess, you know, and it's an emotional mess.
Again, remember, this clan has always been,
I guess,
has never been shy about fighting.
Yeah.
With each other,
and I guess they've lived their lives under the public eye.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit more, you know.
And there's always been tension, naman talaga, between them.
It's just so weird. It's all playing out in public, and so it's ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, the fight. Oh.
I just hope. You know, with anything, with any of these wars, you just hope
family prevails in the end. Okay, well, that's the news. The second one today here on the show. Let's see. We'll have more for you as the hours move on this morning. You're spending it with your Kikay Barkada. Of course, you've got Chico, you've got Delamar, you've got Gina right here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's see here. Maui says, actually, this should be a given, but I'm really surprised some people actually don't get this part. Never wear skimpy clothing when visiting religious sites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's say in some countries, but yeah, here in the Philippines, shorts naman is not. You know, it's not considered like skimpy. But when you go to another country, obviously it's a church.
Remember when we went to Bangkok, Bayon?
Yeah, yes. Right.
When the girls who had sleeveless shirts on.
I was one.
Yeah, you were asked to put on like a shawl. Yeah.
In Maldives, when we alighted on the island, of course there are like, because they're Muslim there. So they have mosques. But even if you're just on the island, you have to cover up. So the two British women we were with, they had like shorts and what do you call that? Parasando.
Yeah, a sleeveless.
So they were given, they were asked to wear t-shirts and then a sarong.
Mm. Oh.
Even if we didn't go to the mosque, yes. Just walking around the island, you have to cover up.
I think that's a good tip.
It's a beach, huh?
Yeah.
But right. You still have to cover up.
How much more religious places.
Exactly.
So I guess the more general tip is if you have a bag, bring extra clothing.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
And it comes in handy because if you're in a really hot country.
Yeah, like Bangkok, for example.
And then, thank you, by the way, to Akosi Poling for the top 10 tips for Pinoys going abroad. Antonio Jose says, if you're migrating, it would be helpful to know in advance where the nearest Pinoy goods stores are.
Yeah. Right. So you don't miss it too much.
Lucky Plaza.
No, it's really useful.
Tsaka, it's not just about buying Filipino goods. Mm-hmm. Seeing other Filipinos and making friends with them.
It's really something else. Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Even something like Toyo and Calamansi. It's like, wow, it's a burst of home.
Tsaka, it's a connection to people who are from your country.
Who are from your country. Yeah, and you know, you'll miss that eventually. Even if you're so eager to go out, to get out of the country, and then eventually, just one day, you'll just start to realize it.
I realize that sometimes when you don't speak your language, even for just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, you can't speak your own language. Mm. Tapos, you come home and then, or you meet someone at the airport na nakikipag-Tagalog sa'yo. Parang, this is home already.
Even those little words, like we were doing, like you were doing just now.
Mm.
You were like, ganyan, something. Tapos, you realize you're saying those words when you're talking to, let's say, an American. Mm. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm squeezing one Pinoy word.
When you go home, what language do you use?
Ako Filipino.
Ako
Cebuano. Ako Pinoy.
Ako Filipino.
Ako Cebuano. Ikaw del.
Sa house.
Tagalog.
Tagalog.
Oh, I dare you.
Tagalog.
I dare you to come to my house.
Liar.
Tagalog. Tagalog talaga kami sa house.
Ba't kahapon sa movie house?
Ba't kahapon sa movie house? Iba yung narinig ko sa likod ko.
Oo. Kasi... Ano? Bakit kahapon?
Ikaw
Why?
Sa susunod na magbibit-bit ka sa premiere talaga, I swear. I will get you.
What?
Nakakatawa lang kasi you set it up You were like, you know those times when, like even for 2 weeks, if you can't speak your native tongue.
No, you know what comes to mind? Talaga when I went to Germany. Mm-hmm. And...
Why were you there?
Sino kasama mo doon?
Ang bilis ng grabe yung mga tanong.
Alam mo, jerks talaga kami. I said it on Wild and Wicked yesterday.
What?
You guys are jerks. I'm repeating it. No, I remember, I have never felt that. Because even if you speak English, let's say you go to the States.
Yeah.
It's still familiar to you. Because as Filipinos, we grow up speaking English and Tagalog. And then you go to another country where they even have problems speaking English.
Yeah.
And it's like the first time you're able to converse with someone in straight English.
Yeah.
And then someone... in Tagalog pa.
Parang, it's so much fun.
Tsaka, you know, the language barrier really puts a wall between you and them.
Lalo sa panglalandi.
Hindi, kaya ng mata yun eh.
Ay!
Sabi sa'yo, yung sa tatlo sa atin, ang pinakamabilidad sa ganyan, si Delamar.
Oy, hindi ah, si Chico.
Literally, crossing borders.
Ako ma-attempt lang.
Ay, naku.
Pero
isa ka pa eh.
Ikaw humo-home run kayo.
Actually, sa ating tatlo, ako yung pinakawalang game, ang lungkot.
Hindi, magaling ka. Magaling ka mag-pretend na
yung
innocent.
Yung mga, kunyari, naghumihingi ka ng tulong, pero actually, hindi nila alam. Hindi,
tsaka feeling hindi. Feeling ng girls, they're the ones who are teaching Gino.
Even ito, yung ginagawa niya ngayon, that's his technique.
I don't have gaming.
I swear. He's hoping maraming hot girls na nakikinig. Tapos sabi niya, I don't have gaming.
Remember the last?
Be careful of this guy.
Alam niyo kayong dalawa?
Why, the last? Kwento he had where he went out.
Okay.
Sabi niya, like, the girls were around him offering him shots.
Tapos kunyari yung napaka-helpless niya.
Oh, sus! Whatever!
Kunyari helpless siya.
No, because I like...
You're a Venus flytrap.
A flytrap! Flytrap!
Three ply? Two ply? Parang tissue paper.
Parang tissue lang.
No, you're a Venus fly trap.
No, but okay, honestly, here's the thing. Whenever I like somebody at the bar, I can't go up to them.
That's your style. That's your style. That's your technique.
No, but hindi mo lang alam, but that's your style.
The patorpe thing. Tapos
and then it works because some works. Girls want to say, no, no, no.
Yeah, but it doesn't work on the girls that I want. Because I can't pick out whoever.
Did you or did you not get some shots the last time you were out? Not the
That's
last
normal.
Time.
I always get shots when I go out.
And who offers you these shots?
No, friends.
See?
No, but that's different because it's just a shot.
You know that shots lead to what?
Getting drunk.
Okay.
Which leads to?
Going home safely when you're not driving behind the wheel. Asking your friends
Alam
to drop
that's your shtick.
What?
That you're the nice guy who doesn't know.
But
that
I am.
That's your, that's his, ay nako talaga, you beware.
Yung mga, oh my gosh, nice guys finish last.
Kasi
syempre yung mga hot girls parang, oh come here baby, kawawa ka naman.
Alam nyo, hindi kaya. Hindi talaga.
Nako, we're on to you.
Pero it,
we are going to expose you for.
You know, I wish I could be. I could have half the game that you have. Whenever you're on alcohol, because without alcohol, you don't really do anything. Else.
Actually.
Pero when you're on alcohol, nako.
Next. Iba. From John.
You remember that.
That, and that's why we're getting him drunk in Singapore.
Diba?
During the book signing.
Si Del naman kasi, I think you're just one of those people who are just confident enough to just go up to somebody
if
and
I
talk
feel
to
like
them.
It.
Yeah.
And I don't always
and
feel like it.
And send a glass of wine to a hot guy who looks like Jude Law.
Ah. Del, sabihin mo sa akin. Sabi, give me the go signal. Ako bahala sa'yo. Naalala mo yung Lindsay Lohan.
Oh yeah, it's coming back to haunt me.
Lalohan?
Jotty says, namnamin ang moment mo traveling. Makakapaghintay yung Instagram. Pwede namang mag-post ng pics after.
I agree.
Don't ruin that actual moment. Siguro one click and then enjoy it.
Enjoy, na. Right.
Uh-oh. Do the post process later. Do the posting later. Just capture
or
it.
Or siguro for the day.
Na.
For the day, take the pictures. Post it when you're yes. back in your hotel yeah. and not doing anything.
Yeah, flood.
Like
diba? That's usually yes. what happens eh, when you get
kasi
back to the hotel.
Nung nasa China tayo. Yeah. Tsaka, at
tsaka nakakatawa kasi different angles.
Different angles of the same thing.
Of the same
thing. I know.
Because we were in a tour group.
Diba? And I was following everybody.
Yeah.
Like you, the both of you, Sarah, Dre, Hazel. And it was like, I don't want to look at their pictures. Tapos magpo-flood kayo
yeah.
eh.
Yeah.
I can almost see what's happening because it's different angles.
Tapos wala nag-uusap, lahat nag-post ng pictures.
You know, to be completely honest, I really wish you were there.
Why?
Wala lang, it would have been fun.
I know. Actually, all the girls, because me and Fran couldn't go.
Yeah.
And then...
Ang kakulitan ko si Sarah. Everywhere we go, we're like, asan ang garter? Asan ang garter?
What? Chinese garter?
Nakakapikon.
Kasi ano, everywhere we went, tas lalo dun sa ano, dun sa Forbidden City, we're like, asan ang garter? Wala namang garter. Wala lang.
Tapos yung mga, nako, ito. I swear, I wish,
Gina,
I could,
please.
I wish I could talk about
it. Hawkeye yan eh.
Yung mga ano
oh.
eh. Yung mga...
Matinig yan eh.
Parang bangos. Raven Ray
gusto ko talaga sabihin.
Sabihin mo na.
Stop it.
Yung mga bigla siyang kakalabit sa akin tapos biglang tuturo with his nguso. Nako! Tapos ako naman, ay pwede nga.
Alam mo, nakakatawa lang. The other day, Chico and I were at Podium.
Yeah.
As simple as him bringing me down to the driveway of Podium,
yeah.
Nakaspot kami ng cute.
Grabe to makaspot.
No, ito yung nakakatawa. Kagabi lang.
Oh.
Diba we were with a friend.
Oh.
Gino Boy and I were with a friend. Sabi ng friend namin, nagkikwento siya eh.
Oh.
Alam mo ba si ano, wala na siya dun sa isang job. Na, so salta siya ng salita. Tapos biglang maya-maya sabi niya, Chico, focus. I'm telling you something. Kasi nagsimula na rin yun. Sabi niya, I have a feeling wala kang naririnig sa sinasabi ko.
Grabe to, as in, every single RX vacation or whatever, yeah. merong makikita yan. Tapos parating...
Trust me, kahit nasa traffic kayo, chine-check out niyo yung mga nasa paligid
niya. Whatever!
Yan. Oh, it's true!
You're painting nasa, a different picture.
Yung nasa MTR tayo ng Hong Kong.
Kasi inaagaw mo naman.
Oh.
Lahat naman nasabihin ko na, oh my gosh, tumitingin siya dito. Sasabihin ni Gino.
Sa akin yes, nakatingin
sa akin
yan.
Siya nakatingin.
Tapos pikon na pikon. Akin! Akin siya!
Raven Ray says, in East Asian countries, when you go to a public bath, it means going on naturel.
Yes.
Actually, here, when you go to the Korean spas, you're not allowed to wear anything. You really have to be completely naked.
And even in Europe.
That's why I never go there. Kasi like, no, seriously. Like, usually I would plan to go. Tapos when I find out, na parang, what do you mean? I can't wear a towel? Sir, hindi pwede. Kahit like,
i-invite
underwear
pa naman sana
or something. As, completely naked. Oo, you're
naka-naked.
I-invite
pa naman sana kita.
Tayong dalawa?
Awkward.
Okay.
Awkward.
It will be so awkward. Tapos, you're all naked inside though.
Yeah, but remember, ano?
I can't. I really can't.
We went to, ano, when we went to Bellevue.
Yeah.
Diba, that's, we were, I mean.
I didn't.
Really? I was.
You were naked.
Yeah, even when I go to like a spa or something. I mean, when there's like a bath.
Okay.
You're naked?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
You're supposed to be naked.
I know, but I can't. I really can't.
You don't even have like a towel
to drape over. Not really ashamed of anything.
Whatever. Yeah. See, ito na.
Except for the belly area. You didn't even towel.
No, but seriously, kasi parang, what else are you supposed to nakabalot yung nakabalot yung belly. Pero natiwang mong
everything. Everything else pwede.
Ang pangit.
No, but you know what I mean? What else are you supposed to do? Papasok ka na naka-boxers and judge naman nun.
Not naman boxers, but towel.
Hindi, better inside the, ano, like, you know, those...
The sauna?
Not the sauna. The sauna, I'm naka-towel.
Okay, pero where are you naked?
Yung parang...
Jacuzzi. Ako nilalagyan ko ng, ano, yung shower cap.
The jacuzzi.
Hindi, alam mo si Chico kung anong ginagawa niyan. Mm. Pag finally, papasok ko siya dun sa bath, diba? Tapos dapat talaga naked. Kukuha siya ng tissue, babalutin.
Yung remember? Mummified na naman.
Remember?
Okay, kukuha ko nung ano, di ba usually sa mga spa, merong parang yung water dispenser.
Mm.
Yung cup.
Ay, ganun kaliit.
Oh.
Huh? Oh.
Hindi. Well, ano, tapos bilang tak 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 tak.
Kakanta na lang siya. I got a ticket to the long way run. Too bad whiskey. Lupit ng coordination.
But hindi ako yung nagka-cups. Anyway.
Wait. Yung mga jacuzzi, who's supposed to be in there? I mean, when you go in, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be naked talaga eh.
Hindi kasi ako, okay, fine. One time, alam mo yung nakatawel ka, tapos right before you go into the water.
Yeah, then you take it off. And then, I don't naman walk around naked.
You know what's difficult about that? Because I have to enter the jacuzzi like super slow.
So do I.
Kasi ang init eh.
Wala naman tumalong ka lang.
Oh. Diba? Hard-boiled
buti ang na lang pala, hindi tayo. Buti na lang pala, hindi tayo nagsabay, no? Awkward exactly. Channel, no?
Diba? Tapos usually, diba, that's the first thing that hits the water. So it's really, really hard.
Hello, can I just tell you, kwento di nung friend namin kasama si Chico sa spa.
Mm. Oh my gosh, are you going to tell this story?
So, he's so shy about being naked and in a public place with everybody. So, ginawa niya, he was really trying. Alam mo yung towels nila, yung the smaller towel?
Yeah.
So, he was really trying to cover the whole thing. It looked like a mini skirt. So, there he was, hawak-hawak niya on one side, the two ends of the towel, to keep it in place. So, tapos he was like small
so
steps
modest,
though.
So modest.
So, he was going to get into the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
He had to check the temperature of the water.
So, binitawan niya.
No. So I squatted.
So your friend namin, okay, I see London, I see France. After all that, he squatted. Siyempre po nag-squat ka. Oh my God.
Tapos feeling ko pa parang I was so parang well hidden. Sabi niya, ayun, no?
Huli ka. Well, hello there.
Well, hello, Don Nuts. Okay. Oh, Don King pala, Don King. Okay, anyway,
hello Don Johnson.
The top tip for Pinoys going abroad comes from Jing Dalagan.
Jing says,
in the Middle East, men find wet hair seductive. So if kunyari bago kang shower, balutin mo yung hair or make sure it's completely dry before you go into public. Because they find it like parang, it's almost as if like you're walking around naked. Parang ganon.
Yeah. Parang nagsiseduce ka talaga.
Yes. Grabe ko. So you have to make sure, you have to make sure that it's,
they're
your
so
hair
repressed.
Is very
it's
dry.
So, ano, it's so different. It's just really so different.
And like, diba for guys naman daw, you should always have a beard.
Yeah.
Because they feel you're feminine without.
You're too pretty, parang ganon, if you don't have. And especially for Pinoys who look very young and look very.
Oh, disakto ka
dun kasi. And the frame. The Asian frame kasi is very.
Disakto to. He's skinny. Walang bigote.
Oh, right.
Kano bang...
Kano bang plane ticket?
One-way ticket.
Kano bang plane...
Hindi ko makasulit ako dun.
But, you know, the reason we're talking about traveling rin is because we will be in Singapore. Tomorrow, we're flying in.
Tomorrow.
But we will be meeting up with everybody.
Yes.
On Saturday. That's the 27th at O'Leary Sports Bar. Over at the Singapore Flyer.
Yeah, we were just kidding around when we said during book one that we would go to Singapore for a book,
for
signing,
a book signing.
And now it's come true. And behold. Right. Yeah. Thank you to Summit, by the way.
Thank you very much. And we would like to invite all the Pinoys in Singapore.
Yes.
Please join us. All right. Let's
if
have
we
fun.
Have any American friends over there as well.
The top 10 tips for Pinoys.
Jerkazoids.
Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Tips for Pinoys.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Akosi Poleng for suggesting the top 10 tips for Pinoys going abroad. Let's start off with Blue Chubs. And actually so many other people. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to take it down alone. But Blue Chubs says, have like parang photocopied versions of your documents. Like passport, ID, ticket. Or take pictures of them on your cell phone as backup.
Okay.
It's faster.
Yes.
Just in case, knock on wood, mawala. It's faster to get a new one if you have those.
If you have those on record. Also, you know, when you're traveling, especially in places you don't know very well.
Yeah.
Bring the phone numbers of the people you know from that country around with you.
Right.
Because whatever happens, you need to be able to get in touch with them. And sometimes, diba, you forget.
Yeah.
Put their addresses on your phone and their landlines.
So that you can get in touch with them.
Yeah.
Okay, what about... You're supposed to carry your passport around with you, right? Mm-hmm. If you just have a copy of it instead, is that acceptable?
Well, at least...
Because what if you're scared of losing it?
Puede.
It shows them proof that you have, you know, that you
documentation.
Have...
Documentation.
Yeah.
But one, that you have a passport. Mm-hmm.
And RD Jamera says, don't forget to bring lots of tissue if you're going to English-speaking countries. In case manosebleed ka. Sa kaka-English.
Tapos pag matutulog ka, lagay mo lang sa nightstand sa tabi mo.
Ah, saka pag malamig, yung lotion.
Oh, syempre.
So that your
hands are well lubricated.
Oh,
exactly. Because you don't want, chapped hands.
Chenong says, chill lang sa pagtawad. Lalo na pag nasa Chanel ka at Louis Vuitton.
Tumatawad ka.
Ang mahal naman.
Diba? What's that culture na they're offended if you don't tawad? I think it's China.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Diba? Parang they get mad if you don't, kasi parang they feel like you're not really interested in buying it.
Eh, kung bibilin mo na eh.
Oh, what if you buy na?
Hindi, yun na nga. Parang meron silang ano na, they really haggle.
Really? That's so weird. OMGN says, wag picturean ang mga nagpe-French kiss. Kahit naman dito sa Pilipinas eh, it's rude. Custer Winston says, wag masyadong excited mag-roaming. Baka hindi ka pa nakaka-uwi sa Pilipinas, lubog ka na sa utang.
Actually.
With the bills? Oh my
gosh. You'd be surprised how expensive it can be, eh?
You know, my dad just recently came home from the States after 5 weeks. So before he left, my dad's 75.
Right.
And he's had so many times and opportunities to go abroad, but he's never taken it. All of a sudden this year, he just decided to go up and leave, right? So I told him, Dad, please do not answer calls and don't text, you know, but make sure that you text very sparingly, only when you need to, because you answering calls and you texting will land you thousands and thousands of pesos, you know, when you get your bill.
Yeah.
And then I said, one day, 2 weeks into his trip, I go, hi, Dad, how are you? Hmm. He calls me up. I go, what are you doing? Didn't I tell you not to call?
Baka naman he missed you lang. Grabe naman to.
No, he was so excited to tell me what was happening.
No. Oh,
and I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? I told you to get a local prepaid card there. Use that to call me. La, 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 la. He's like, okay lang yan, anak. Okay lang yan.
Ako pa, like, kung paminsan-minsan lang. It's okay.
Because short calls. I remember I was like not even a week into it, into being in another country. I had like a bill of 9,000.
Wow.
Buti na lang, toll-free yung parang...
Pero balita ko, may local postpaid ka na sa States.
Never talk to Chibi.
Diba?
Never talk to him.
May local postpaid na may line na yan doon eh. Verizon.
Oo nga.
Diba, unlike here, if you text or call, you're being, let's say we're in the States, you call me. I'm also being billed for the call. Yes. Unlike here, right? Only the caller is billed.
And it depends on which state you're in, because even with states, there are different charges.
Pumunta, girl.
I know.
Anywhere in the States.
No, because I used to, remember when I was in college, I used to work part-time for a call center. And then the account that we handled was for a telco. So I would know all the charges that they would have, like different charges for different areas. Like, kunwari, you're in Ohio or something, and then you're calling to, like, let's just say...
Iba-iba yung rates. Pero
iba-iba yung rates.
Pero you get billed anywhere you are, even if you're the one being called.
Yeah.
You're just answering a call, you're still paying.
But I think they have options for that, like mga unlimited night, unlimited day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have more customized stuff.
Yeah. Pero they find it weird, the prepaid cards. Mm-hmm. They're not like
They're
us.
Not really,
And Maaktress person says, don't forget to download Grindr. Masaya bumuking in a foreign land. Walang nakakakilala sa'yo.
Alam na.
Pero diba, para it's so enticing din eh. The idea of just... maybe... And this isn't exactly the best advice out there, but just the idea of being promiscuous somewhere else because no one knows who you are.
Or just having fun.
Yeah,
adult
not
fun.
Not getting into it, but adult flirty. At least flirting.
We are consenting adults. So you can...
Lalo na si Chico.
You can, I know, you can play like adults play, but be responsible. Mm-hmm.
And Fishmark says, ang check-in sa airport, hindi kasing saya ng check-in sa hotel.
Yeah, kasi pag nag-check-in ka sa hotel, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, you're in for quite a treat.
And Blue Chub says, practice not using your left hand pang-abot ng mga bagay. In some areas, bastos to.
Yeah.
I've heard of this.
Left hand?
Like, nag-abot ka ng anything.
But what if you're left-handed?
Kaya nagbayad ka, left-handed.
No, because especially, I think, the Muslims. The Muslim countries.
Really?
Please correct me if I'm wrong. The left hand is the one that cleans the privates.
Oh.
So you don't use your left
not
hand.
Not me.
details we didn't need to know. Now whenever you hand me something, I'll be... No, you don't use your left hand to hand people something. It has to be your right.
Yeah. Meron talagang ganun. I really heard of this.
Yeah.
Is it safe to assume that in those countries they only use the left hand for more...
For some, kasi it's all, I think it's by...
Private affairs?
I think it's like by religion.
Yeah.
You really have to use that hand.
And they have to wash, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. When you do certain things, personal things, you have to wash.
Mm-hmm. At least... It's good news for a lot of people.
And from Kiko Monster, huwag magdala ng counterfeit items sa airport. Lalo na dito sa Japan, mas mahal pa ang penalty mo sa pamasahin.
Yeah.
Right.
It's RC says, in the US Embassy, just act normal when asked questions. Don't let them feel that you're desperate to go abroad.
Ito
yung mga pre-leaving the country.
Yeah.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, pagpunta mo ng Egypt, makakakita ka ng Sphinx. Tawagin mo siyang pusang bato.
Well,
it kind of looks like a cap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adonis Mabangis says, always make sure that the pen is full of ink. Kasi kung celebrity ka, kailangan mo mag-autograph. Parang tayo, magsasigning tayo. So make sure your pen is full of ink, ha?
Talagang travel yan, ha?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hindi, tsaka you need it.
Signing tayo.
When you're signing the immigration card.
Yeah.
Diba?
Ito, for us, Satoragi says, Mongkok Dim Sum House along Geylang Road, Singapore serves really good dim sum, affordable pa.
Okay dun sa Geylang Road.
We need that, ha?
I remember it.
Sige.
Okay yung Geylang Road, diba?
I don't know. I haven't been there.
Marami daw okay na kainan dun.
Ano yun? Talaga? Hawkers?
Sa Geylang.
Hawker food?
Hawkers?
Oh, may mga hawkers din daw dun.
Ayun, ayos yun.
Tapos, basta masarap kumain dun.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, huwag magugulat kung nag-set ka ng meeting tapos ang ka-meeting mo, mga Southern Asians. Kasi mahilig sila mang Indian.
Ay, sorry. Wait, that's racist.
And, okay, fine. Baby Whale has an entry.
Yay!
Ako meron akong style. Before, I don't call during Noche Buena and New Year kasi it's torture. So if you're like abroad, parang call some other day. Kasi on the day itself, parang...
Ang sad.
You're calling everybody, your whole family, everyone you love.
And you're not
all
there.
Together, and you're not there. Parang hindi niya kaya. And one more, don't Be careful when it comes to helping Filipinos stranded somewhere without knowing their full case. Before you know it, included ka na sa investigation.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
Just be careful lang. Kasi hindi mo alam. For all you know, they are criminals or they are doing hanky-panky.
You know what they were saying? A lot of Filipinos will say this, that the people who report other Filipinos, it's your co-Filipino that reports you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there's...
Kasi mga immigration problems.
Yeah, there's ingitan if they feel like you're getting ahead financially.
Yeah.
Susumbong ka nila or whatever.
That's true.
So be careful.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10... wait, Fishmark also sent in that pirated DVD sting din pala. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 tips for Pinoy's... tips for Pinoy's going abroad comes from Kiko Monster.
He says...
One time, pumasok ako sa lavatory. Tapos merong Pinoy na may daladalang mga damit.
Hmm.
Akala niya ang lavatory na naglalaba.
Oh no.
That's horrible.
So ang lavatory washroom, ha? Hindi po lavahan.
Well,
lavatory, doon naglalaba.
You do wash, but not clothes.
Not clothes.
Diba, you wash your whatever.
Lavatory, mga lavandera. So just to know, some, just diba, it's called toilet in some, wash,
clog, washroom.
Wash,
washroom, wash closet.
Water closet.
Water closet.
Comfort room.
Comfort room. So, you know, it's known by many names and lavatory is one of them.
Diba? The WC.
WC. The top 10 tips for Pinoy's going abroad. Keen RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag tips for Pinoy's. And join us on Saturday. We'll be in Singapore. O'Leary Sports Bar, Singapore Flyer, 1 to 7pm.
All right, that's on Saturday. So Chico, Del, and Gino will be meeting the SG Rushers.
Book signing.
Book signing. If you've got a book, bring it. If you don't have it, we're selling it there as well.
Yes.
So have fun with us on Saturday. Can't wait to meet you guys.
I'm so excited.
All right, here we go. Back to the music. Will I Am featuring Justin Bieber right here on Summer's Hottest. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you to Ako Si Poleng for suggesting the Top 10 tips for Pinoys going abroad. Let's start off with Dine Girl. Kapag magtatanong ng directions, pumili ng mukhang student. Most likely, they can speak more English compared to the older ones.
That's actually really true.
In general.
Yeah.
In general.
Right.
Obviously, you'll find older people who speak good English and students who don't speak a stitch of English.
But the young, I think.
But in general. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At saka, I think they're more open.
They're more open.
To talking to,
that's
to
true.
Foreigners.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it's a generation now that they're just more English friendly.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's the advent
culture,
of the internet.
Yeah. TV shows. Rusher J says, ang pagpara sa jeep ginagawa, hindi sa aeroplano. You don't know.
Saan ka naman bababa?
Oo nga.
Bilang ako sa clouds, manong.
Ito yung parachute mo.
Saka yung may katok ka pa sa para. In the middle of the ocean.
Alam mo yung merong string.
Full string to stop.
Yung mga jeepney ngayon.
And Mash Plutonium says, mas mahalaga ang pagkain ng pagkain kesa ang pagpicture ng pagkain.
Asian with iPhone.
It's a quote-unquote Asian thing, diba?
Yeah.
But di ba yan? Asian with iPhones?
Yeah.
That's what we're called.
Saturagi says, bring your own tissue kung kakain ka sa labas sa Singapore. Ginto ang napkin dito. Ang napkin doon. Tinatago ng lahat. It is so true.
Why?
You try to get napkin when you're eating in a restaurant. Oh my gosh, pahirapan talaga.
Why is that? I mean, you would expect, like, it is, you know.
We ate in Makan Sutra, and as in, like, literally, you ask for napkin, talagang they have nothing to give.
Yeah.
So, ang oily-oily na nanguso mo, wala. There's
tayo
nothing
tayo
to
yun, diba?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I guess we'll have to bring a lot of
always
tissue.
Bring tissue, yeah.
Can you be our designated
tissue bringer?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wet ones.
Or pag, wet ones and, ano?
Kasi pag hindi ka nagdala, sa palda mo namin ito.
Okay lang, wala akong palda.
Oo, sa palda mo kami magwa-wipe.
Or sa ano, sa genus ni Chico, bahala na lang tayo kung anong area natin ipapalda.
Eww!
Sa may bulsa. Bakit?
Sa bagay.
Oh. To the left.
Doc Carlos says, ito ah, I think this is true. Sa immigration, huwag masyadong makipagkwentuhan, baka mapahamak ka pa. Isang tanong, isang sagot lang. Style ng maraming immigration officer, chichikahin ka. Hindi mo alam, may kinukuha na silang information.
Remember,
right.
Robles? when we went to, I think that was Bangkok or something. Yeah. He tried to high five the immigration officer.
Oh my god!
He would have, and the immigration officer like gave him such like a really, really bad look.
No, but also because in this, you know, we're living post 9/11. You don't do that.
And you don't know what it means in that country.
In that country, right?
Hey, good morning to Kian Cipriano.
Hey, good morning, Kian.
He's on the way to school?
What
school?
What school?
What are you learning? To love again?
No. Sabagay, kasi yung dulo ng date niya, peace and love.
Oh, di ba? Are you learning to love
again? Hey, what are you doing? Wow. But, you know, he's one guy na talagang grabe. Hanga ka sa time schedule niya.
Oo nga.
He's always up so early.
Actually, that's true.
Si Kian pala, akala ko lili.
Ano?
Akala ko lili.
Labo.
Labo, no?
Sobrang pinilit.
Kiko Monster says, here in Japan, public bath means public bath. Yung hot springs, ganun. Not public viewing. Oh, kasi pumupunta para sightseeing. Ang sightseeing nasa Mount Fuji, ganyan.
Pwede mong gawin yan, basta pasimple ka lang.
Parang may nagsabi kanina, guys, Geylang is the red light district. We know.
really? I never knew. I always
thought.
Hindi ko alam din.
Oh, whatever.
Ikaw talaga din.
Boy, kayo nag-educate sa akin off
air. Sabi ko lang, may hawkers doon.
Oo nga.
Grabe, I never knew.
Yeah, mamatay na ang mga pets nyo kung nagsasabi kayo ng totoo.
Why you gotta bring them into this?
Ang sama mo talaga.
Ito ugali mo.
Wala ka talagang ano.
Why are you...
Ito talaga, hindi mo rin makapag-joke.
Oo. Oh, grabe itong Delamar na to.
Napakasama.
See, now you know.
Maui says, for guys, wanna have a chat with Malaysian women? Four words.
Baka bastos yan, ah.
Ano ba? Three words lang to, eh. Pangako sa'yo. And Jericho Rosales. Quite popular there.
So and I think Christian Bautista.
Yeah.
Yes.
And super. Indonesia, I think.
You know, I once did a show with Christian Bautista and I asked him, like, how was that like?
Yeah.
And he's like, they're so nice to him.
Yeah.
They're so nice. And
super popular siya in Indonesia.
And he didn't expect it.
Mm.
He didn't expect it. Pero superstar siya doon, no?
Yeah. And the top tips for Pinoys going abroad comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
if you're going to Vietnam, pho means noodles.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
So, when you see a restaurant called Pho, parang like king, diba? Parang, yeah. Parang chow king, ganyan.
Noodle
it's
king.
About, it's noodle king.
Yeah.
Diba? So, noodle king yon. Noodle king.
What if it's, what if it's noodle, you know, so parang Vietnamese, right? Vietnamese and Spanish cuisine altogether. Depends. Tapos parang medyo cool yung Spanish. So, what? Noodle what? Parang ganun yung ano nila.
Noodle what?
Noodle? Mm. Did you get that?
What's the Spanish word for noodle? For what? Again?
Que, I'm shaking my head.
Why?
Kasi we're so diba, disappointed.
Sige, so ano sa yung mga fusion
so
cuisine?
So ano nga, Gina Boy? So ano? Anong labas nun?
For what? For what?
Hindi, umurong ka rin.
Or ano, noodle ke?
Noodle ke, ha?
Noodle ke.
Noodle ke. Noodle ke.
Alam mo, we're so disappointed with your bad behavior.
What the? Whatever.
Oh my gosh. Pwedeng mag... Merong celebrity na pwedeng magtayo ng noodle house sa Vietnam. Si Lovie Pho. Pwede.
Lovie Pho.
Tapos, diba? Pag, yung mga ganyang restaurants, palagi may greeting pag pumasok ka. Hello, Pho!
Hello, Pho! Tapos may noodles ka agad. Oh my gosh, perfect! Lovie Pho, diba?
Diba?
Ay, ang ganda.
O nga, no? Pwede rin yun.
Pwede rin.
O kaya ano? Kung si Winnie Cordero magtatayo na ano? Winnie the Pho. Pwede siya magtayo ng noodle house.
Kahit naman si Maricel Laksa.
Oh, sa Singapore.
Kasi Laksa. Pero actually, naisip ko lang ngayon. You know how, yung mga sa coffee shop, they ask you for your name, di ba?
Yeah.
So, name fo.
Huh?
Name fo.
Name
fo.
Bastos. Name
fo.
Ikaw lagi
na pupunta sa anak. We're so disappointed with your bad behavior.
Ay, kayo talaga yung mga ugali ninyo.
Ikaw, pwede ka mag ngayon lang ha, hanggang di ka pa magaling, pwede ka magtayo ng noodle house.
Okay.
Lumpho. Kasi may pilay ka.
Lumpho.
Lumpho.
Hey, let's say hello to Susie of used to be Radio 1. Hi,
oh,
Susie! We miss you.
Of Susie and Jeno, di ba?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello to Tita Pinky and her office mates, Mark Cuenca, Orland Abaday, Mary Ann Camero, Rose De La Rosa, their silent rushers of SMC Global.
Si P, hindi niya i-greet.
Sino si P?
Di ba yung kinigreet niya dati lagi?
Ah, I know, Susie.
All right,
there
and
are people running around outside the booth. And there's a dog that's chasing
them. I just cannot.
That's what I like about our office.
Yeah.
It's such a fun office. It's not uptight at all. You can bring your pets. You can bring
so
kids.
Cute.
And you can play.
I cannot.
Hey, Don't Tell Ish says PHO is actually pronounced as fa, not fo.
Fa? Oh.
So near or fa.
Aww. Okay.
Hello to Lord Ramos.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Good morning,
yeah,
Lord.
I can't get down the car. Hello to Arvin and to Dodoy, by the way.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right, so the top 10 tips for Pinoy's key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag tips for Pinoy's.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
On the
Part
clock.
3.
News coming your way. Entertainment. Even more diva wars behind the scenes of American Idol. Really? Isn't there enough? A new report claims that the Fox reality competition's producers recently mulled a drastic attempt to boost its flagging ratings by bringing back departed judge Jennifer Lopez mid-season to replace none other than Mariah Carey.
Yikes.
Oh. Citing sources, The Hollywood Reporter says that Idol producers, along with Fox executives, began negotiations with Lopez, a fan-favorite judge during seasons 10 and 11, to join the show ASAP. But Carey soon got wind of the plot and allegedly threatened to sue the company. The site goes on to say that producers still hope to bring Lopez on for the season finale and in May, and that Carey, fellow newbie Nicki Minaj, and possibly the entire panel could be axed before the 13th season.
Wow.
So that everybody else will be
one
gone.
Season, yeah.
Now, reps for Fox and Carey both denied the report. Show producer Nigel Lithgow told The Hollywood Reporter, "I have not been included in any conversation regarding replacing Mariah with Jen this season."
Well, the rumor is that they're still trying to get her, J-Lo, into the finale.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a performer. And I think that was one of the rumors, I guess, started because of the invitation.
I think they're drumming
judge.
Up publicity. But,
maybe.
But the thing I can, like, I've watched a little bit of this season, this current season,
mm-hmm.
and Mariah blabbers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she gets lost in what she's trying to say, and she's so incoherent.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the Paula Abdul kind of way.
Yeah.
But she's talking, she's not minding that people need to understand what she's saying as
mm-hmm.
well. You're not just talking to the contestant.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to the contestant and the
and
audience.
And the audience, yeah.
And you can really see, like, there was this one bitchy moment where Mariah was going on and off, and they didn't have time.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time they got to Nicki Minaj, she just said, "I loved it, and that's all I have to say. We don't have time."
Oh.
She said that one time. And it's funny because Keith Urban, Nicki Minaj, and Randy Jackson all say what they have to say straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Mariah. And she's like, "Oh no, we're about to lose her."
What's up with the new judges? Because even on The Voice, they're saying that Usher isn't really very well received.
Not as you expected.
Because he's apparently parang medyo stock up though.
Mm.
No, because even Ellen DeGeneres, you would think she would be the best judge.
Right.
But when she came out, it was like, what happened?
She's not quite
what you expect.
Even Adam Levine, you wouldn't expect that he'd do so well on The Voice.
And J-Lo. Who would have thought that she would be such a great judge?
I think she is the best judge so far. Even including, I'm sorry, I'm going to anger a lot of people, but even Simon Cowell.
Mm-hmm.
Because with J-Lo, you get every appearance of her is like something else.
Outfit pa lang eh.
Visually. Yeah, outfit, hair, makeup, and then what she tells the contestants. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a full show when she's on the panel.
Kasi may technical, may heart.
Yeah, exactly.
She's able to give like both.
Yeah. And I don't know, with Mariah, she's so weird. She doesn't stand up for like if everyone's on doing a standing ovation. And she always needs to explain like, I'm sorry, I would have stood up, but you know, my gown doesn't allow me to stand up. It's like, weird. Is this about you?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Ako, that's my... If I were a contestant, yun yung parang pinaka parang... Oh, they didn't like my... You know, when they go, I love your outfit.
Yeah. And they still do that, huh?
Until now.
Yeah.
Yung parang they can't say anything. But they don't want to say, that was horrible.
But you're an American Idol fan, right? And we've been following it since season 3 when it started airing in the Philippines.
With Fantasia.
This is incredible. This season, the girls are back. Mm-hmm. Like, how many years, how many seasons have we had
puro boys?
And then all of a sudden, this year, you couldn't choose. There are 4 girls that all of them are...
It went down to 5, diba? That was like that. Not all girls. That was the maximum, 5. I think they went to 5.
Yes.
Yeah.
When the cutie pie left, he was voted off. Then it was all girls.
All girls, yeah.
And then now it's just 4. It's Candace, it's Angela, Amber, and Cree. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it's so hard to choose because
they're all good.
Anyway, that's the news here on The Morning Rush, the last one. But don't you worry because you'll have more entertainment news when Quick Fix starts at 10. You'll have Alvin and Jinri together at 10 o'clock only here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
And Survivor.
Survivor!
You guys are such big fans of Survivor.
Oh my gosh. Like seriously, it's what, 22 seasons? Mm-hmm. I have never seen a tribal council like this
like
season.
I've never seen a season of Survivor.
But an episode naman siguro.
No, not an entire one.
Oh my gosh.
Alam mo what you like are the smarts behind the
politics.
The politics
of people. Eh.
They're so smart. Ah. Mm. Talagang unbelievable.
I'm not kasi like that. Eh.
Ay?
I don't condone that. I don't condone that kind
bagay
of behavior.
Bagay yung liar-ness mo eh.
Liar-ness!
Yeah. Okay.
I wrapped it up.
Oo nga.
Sabi ko, why aren't you not playing this song?
Eh, yung ginugulo tayo ni Gino.
Oo nga.
Excuse me! alam ko na, since pupunta tayo Singapore, ang tawag natin kay Gino, Merliar.
What a... Yahoo OMG Awards.
Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1. La 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 la. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
No, when we say you're supposed to start.
Ay, nako. Mods ready, RX 93.1. KJ, no?
Can I just say this?
So, J. Lamar.
I posted the throwback, Throwback Thursday. Can I just read? You can check it out on Instagram. And so it's from 1997. June 24, 1997, this picture.
Wow, and then, I was in second year high school.
Really?
Oh, or first gosh. Year even. First
okay.
year.
Yeah. So, D. Carlo Castro says, parang nagtatrabaho lang sa PhilVox si Chico Garcia. Have you seen it?
Yes.
And then somebody says, parang may sakit si Hugh Grant dyan. Nanilisik ang mga mata.
Oh, sige, inaayos ko na yung throwback Thursday.
You know what? I'm sorry. I like your photo, Del. But I can't wait for Chico's throwback.
Whatever.
Hindi, pero,
you're just always siding with
Del,
him.
Alam mo, to be fair. This is a cover. So it's not like one of those, tanda mo, pinagpilian na to. This was the best photo in the bunch. Diba? Can I read the, before I post it pa lang,
can I already read
my caption?
Sige, sige.
O, laban kayo, ilan na sa inyo ang naging cover ng Job Finder?
O, diba? Saan ka pa? Job Finder?
Diba?
Oh my gosh, I don't wanna see
it.
I will unfollow you now.
No.
I will unfollow you.
Ito na, I'm typing it in na eh.
Can we do the full batch of top 10 later?
What?
What do you think? Sige na.
Sige na.
Why? O sige, a few lang, a few. O sige, 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 a few. From Yogi Benjen, Uno Loco Poco. We are doing the top 10 tips for Pinoys going abroad since we're going to Singapore tomorrow. Bring your calculator when shopping in Hong Kong. That's the easiest way to make tawad because they really don't speak English. Eh?
Mm. So you need like ano, parang, well, numbers. Yeah. Everybody understands.
You just show them that. Ito, I didn't know this from Dine Girl. No tripods allowed in all temples in India, especially the Taj Mahal.
Ah, bawal ang tripod?
Yeah.
Feeling.
Well, ano feeling? Feeling? Sabi ko lang si naman, Gino. Kasi photographer. Kung photographer ka, hassle.
Oh, feeling ka ngang photographer.
Okay.
Okay. Dan Easy to See, Too Easy to See says, be very wise in shopping abroad. Baka made in the Philippines lang ang mabili.
Agree. And a lot of the brands, huh, yeah, are made here.
Yeah. Right.
It's
and then,
here.
Never forget your thermal winter clothes and petroleum jelly.
Oh my
Pag malamig.
God.
Did you see it now?
Oh my God!
I hate you, Gino.
I posted it now. Go check it out, man.
Please. Please, I'm gonna retweet it.
No!
Oh my God.
Don't even.
Go, go, go.
Please check out. I posted out. Na my throwback okay. Thursday photo.
Oh my God. Wait, please retweet it. Please.
It's so...
I quit the show. I quit the show. Oh
if gosh. You have internet, please, for the love of God, check out Chico's tweet. Or just go on Instagram and look for it.
Tsaka nakita mo, naka ano tayo?
One of the best magazine covers yet.
Ever, ha?
Ever.
Cover photo. Diba? Wala kayong masasabi. Job finder for
Alam
the
nyo,
win.
Huwag nyo pakita to sa endorsement ko. Please. Mawawala yun.
Panalo talaga.
Diba?
I can't believe I curled my hair.
Alam mo, dinin ako eh. Dinagdagan ko eh, diba? Oh, laban kayo. Ilan na sa inyo ang naging cover ng job finder? Parang mga out of school youth lang. Yung mga naghanap ng trabaho.
Ay, nako.
Oh kasi throwback Thursday.
I hate Thursday. And Thursday used to be my favorite day of the week.
Grabe, no?
I hate Thursday. Hello to Ron. To Ron Lim.
Yes.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Sabi niya, OMG, Del's hair.
Diba? Diba?
Alam mo, hindi ako makapaniwalang binayaran ko yon.
Talaga?
Of course, I have
oh, sa bagay,
I have
right.
It curled. Oh my God.
Doesn't this make you feel so much better about yourself now though? You know, photos like this?
Not really.
Parang tayo nasa opisina. Yung tinamuhin kasi nga naman
e job finder eh.
Alam mo yung parang ano lang, parang nag-coffee break ka lang, Chico. Tapos dumaan ka sa desk ni Del. Tapos parang, uy, picture tayo.
Diyan, di siya ka parang dati, tambay lang kami. Pero look at us now.
We have jobs.
Diba? Diba?
I swear, you know, history and our past, it's like a parade of bad hair.
Choices.
Bad
yeah.
choices, bad hair.
Bad outfits.
Bad decisions.
Bad facial expressions.
Sabi ni Kenots, well, at least hindi mukhang tomboy si Del.
Jyoti says, ang ganda ni Teacher Chico at ni Principal Del.
Diba? Parang ganun.
Oh. And then, actually, confession, because of that hairstyle, I remember the guy I was dating.
At the time,
because he liked curly hair.
Oh, din naman, at least, oh, Vic Soto ang peg ni Chico at Maui Taylor naman ang peg ni Oh, at least, di ba?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, happy Foundation Day daw, sabi ni Ken Carlos.
Hindi, mas maganda yung foundation nung huli.
Yung huli,
ah. Ito, sabi ni Zaira Liv, hamputi yata ni Chico Garcia. At yata yung days na nag...
Let's not tell Gino,
okay,
please.
Okay,
you nothing, give him nothing. Bullets talaga.
What? Nothing. Nothing.
What's the name of that person who sent it over?
Bababa Bambin says, present na present ang baby bangs ni Del. Kita mo yung tachang mo sa...
I have lots of baby hair.
That baby hair na hindi
na kayong dalawa.
Diba? Alam mo, those 16 years
talaga. Di na kayo nahiya.
Tapos sabi ni Dark Angel, parang gusto kong bumili ng ano ng kondo sa inyo. And then, Kathski says, di pa uso ang digiperm dati. Miss Delamar Arias.
Okay. Curlers yata gamit mo dyan.
No, to be honest,
winner, no?
No, the perming was done by a very reputable salon.
Yeah.
That already closed down.
I wonder why.
Just go. Ang ganda.
No, it was my hair. To be honest, it's not their fault.
Saka
it's mine.
Taas ng relo mo, Chico.
Can I see?
Para nasa forearm mo yung relo.
Ayaw nga. Ba't ang taas?
Ayaw ko.
Bangles daw. Oo nga, bangles siguro yan. Eh, parang Wonder Woman. yung pangsangga niya ng balat.
Tsaka tignan mo, parang namumula yung sa may lip area mo.
Oo nga. Parang bago ako nakipaghalikan
okay, guys,
sa magandang babae.
Okay guys, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about
our Instagram pics.
Yeah, it is Thursday after all. And since Chico started this whole thing, we've been doing like throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
I want to throw Thursday back. That's what I want to do.
Tignan mo yung chura. Sabi ni Loveline, Chico Garcia, yung totoo, anong sakit mo nun?
Pero grabe. You know how many comments in 11 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh 118.
118. Tapos wow. Sabi ni
118.
Sabi ni Vanity Overload, Goldilocks, is that you?
Tsaka si Ariel Sheck puts out a really good point. She goes, guys, di ko makonek yung post nyo sa job finder. I mean, bakit kayo naka-post ng ganun?
I don't know. Alam, I don't really remember that we posed for this. Did we pose for this?
Siguro like naman. Look at that.
No, I mean like, sabihin, or did we just submit a picture lang?
Louis Rappos is saying, ay, Diyos ko, ito yung literal na buhay pa ba yung parloristang gumawa ng buhok mo?
Diba?
Why? Ang ganda ko naman dyan ah.
Paputing panjosa naman daw tayo. Sabi ni Doc Carlo.
Ay, nap.
Mga batang laki sa Chinchansu. From Glenn Latonero. Oh my God.
Seriously, guys, if you have internet with you, just check it out. Go
this
on Instagram.
Why. This is why you need internet.
Yeah,
okay.
Look for it.
All right, suffice it to say, we'll give you a full batch right before we close the show today.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Can we just read some of the comments?
Sige.
Ikaw sa Twitter, ako sa ako sa sa Instagram. All right, so here we go. Kasi we posted our Throwback Thursday. The Kaloka version.
Yeah, Chico has one and I have one. Yeah. So both are bad pictures. So
I have to yung press load no comment ng two times. Ganun siya karami. Alright, okay, let's see here. Mr. Park says, dapat ang caption Jurassic. Tapos,
See, SLR says, I love it. It shows how much Homo sapiens have evolved since then. Gee, thanks.
Ay, nako. Tapos, better than Apple says, para kayong member ng choir sa simbahan. And then also, let's see here.
Si John Sen Salazar goes, bakit nasa job finder to? Hindi ba to campaign para sa anti-sexual harassment?
Tapos, let's see here. Cherry the Great says, si Chico parang bagong makeup lang sa morgue. Tapos, Camille says, hindi pa uso ang Twilight, pero ganun na yung peg niya. Glitch 88 says, parang illegal recruiter lang kayong dalawa.
Sabi ni Black and Window, parang bagong labas lang ng barberia si Chico.
Diba?
What's with the hair?
And then, let's see.
Kailangan daw si Gino meron din. It's not fair.
Oh, nga, Gino.
You have to post pictures of you and Fran. More of that.
I'll look for some. Eh, kasi naman, my throwback isn't that far away. I mean...
Oo na. Ikaw na ang bata.
Eto si Axel Banks.
Sorry, kasi pero kung ito throwback ko ng mga ganyan, wala.
Si Axel was saying, alam niyo yung peg nyo?
Yes, I saw that.
Carmina and Rusto.
Oh my God. Wala nang Rusto. Dama si the James Harold. BB. Land Burton says, parang si Victor Wood lang yung kabataan niya, si Chico.
Girl Ash was saying, I remember, ito pa yung mga panahon na umaasa akong magiging mag-boyfriend sila Chico at Bella.
Somebody was asking kanina, I can't find it now, meron daw bang nakahanap ng trabaho nung issue na?
Si Lilo Boy.
Si Lilo Boy
yun.
Meron kayo nakahanap
ng trabaho.
And then, Fly Popcorn says, Chico, kamusta naman yung tablecloth na suot mo?
And then, dear Sandy Cheeks was saying, grabe, this is the battle of the throwbacks between Chico and Del.
Namer says, sa inyo ba nag-white balance yung photographer?
Kamukha mo daw si Bossing.
Actually, a lot of people are saying,
yeah. Carlo Castro
either
was saying,
Oyo Boy or Vic.
Ito lang yung parang sa office na mukhang mamolestahin ng amo yung secretary.
Yun na nga.
Tapos architect
yung pala may ipagchikahan lang.
Ang funny lang, nakalagay talaga to Saudi with love.
You know.
Diba?
Okay, we'll check it out on Instagram. It is a throwback Thursday.
Dapat to i-recreate natin, Del.
No way. Ayaw. Ayaw.
Sabi ni Kylie Gayahan mo, warning to Del para sa'yo ha. Hindi lahat ng puti stays maputi.
Oo nga daw.
Diba?
Kasi yung puti ni Chico din eh.
Oh my Alrighty. Gosh.
Alright,
okay. Have fun with the Throwback Thursday. I know, hate whoever invented that.
Ay, nako. Alright, so the final top 10 for today. Blue Chub says, we're doing tips for Pinoys going abroad. Huwag maglalaro ng games sa Hungary. Nakakamatay.
Huh? Bakit? Hunger Games.
Hungary Games. Ako si Pauling says, pag nasa Cambodia or Thailand or any yung mga countries na maraming temple, huwag kayo tumakbo.
Temple run.
Danto Easy to See says, don't lick frozen poles, ha. Didikit talaga ang dila nyo dito.
Talaga?
Yeah.
You, it will really get stuck. Actually, just go to like the freezer, yung mga ice cubes na nasa ano pa. Dikit mo sa tongue mo, try to lick it. Didikit talaga siya.
Pero bakit pag popsicle hindi?
Kasi parang hindi metal eh.
Huh?
No, even the parang the coldness
of it. Because he was saying even the ice.
I think a little bit. But a little I think bit. The, oh, yung mga bit. Poles kasi, di ba? I mean, it's not just ice. Oh, kasi
it's
ice
metal.
Will... Oh, it's metal. Eh. Okay.
It will, ano eh, it will... What's the word? Yung magiging isa siya. It will decay. What's
Meld?
The word for it? Yeah, with
Meld?
It.
Meld, yeah.
Kiko Monster said, sad but true, it's actually easier to make friends with the natives abroad kesa sa mga kababayan mong, sarili mong kababayan.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Hello to Mike, who's tuned in. I think he just saw the billboard. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Maximo says, magdala ng maraming coins kapag nagbabiyahe ka. Kasi alam naman nating lahat, barya lang po sa umaga. LS Dominic says, huwag ka mag-uuwi ng snow. Hello, tubig lang yan pagbalik mo.
It's true.
Yeah.
Kiko Monster says, kung maitim ka, huwag mo namang gayahin yung mga Hapon na nagbablond ng hair. Magmumukha kang pakong kinalawan. And the top tip for Pinoys going abroad comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
He says,
pag merong kinasal sa Malaysia, or kunyari nanalo ng loto, or nag-graduate, ang tamang pag-greet, congratulations. Congratulations.
Kasi Malaysia.
Okay.
Okay, so again, you know, one of the reasons we're doing this is because we'd like to invite everybody. Tomorrow we will be flying out after the show because a lot of people are saying, no show tomorrow. No, we will do the show.
Yeah, but we have to like...
Rush right after. We are going to Singapore for a book signing for our book 2 of the best of Chico Delamar and Gino's The Morning Rush Top 10, book 2.
And actually, just... I don't know if we can say that, but we're actually doing games
yes,
on the plane.
We are.
Yeah.
We're doing
the games.
Fun games.
Yeah, the three of us will do the fun games.
Actually excited to do so. Mm-hmm.
So if you're on our flight, say hi.
Yeah.
Say hi, and we hope you enjoy our fun games.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It happens on Saturday. That's April 27 at O'Leary's Sports Bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the Singapore Flyer.
Yes.
The very base of the Singapore Flyer is actually like a complex. It's one of the sports bars there.
So O'Leary's 1 to 7 p.m.
1 to 7 p.m.
Bring your books, or if you don't have one...
You can get it there.
Yeah, we're bringing books with us.
And make sure you get to eat something, because there will be drinks.
There will be drinks, and we're going to have fun.
And
you know?
I think, you know, after 7, we'll stick around. It is a sports bar.
Right, diba? We don't have to go right away.
We're so exactly. into sports, duh.
Diba? And we might...
I am.
We can start drinking there.
Diba?
You can diba? Start drinking diba? There. You.
Yeah.
Alam mo, by 7 o'clock, dapat lasing na yan.
Sobra.
Oo. Yun yung goal ko talaga. As in, by 3 o'clock pa lang.
Mamaya ko anong sulat ko dun sa mga books.
Exactly.
Boy, say hello to Mike Lytle.
Hello, Mike Lytle. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are ya?
Why?
Why?
Nothing. Oh, quick hello to Andre Calixto. He's also tuned in. What's
hey,
up, Daddy
Andre.
Dre?
Good morning.
All right, I think we gotta go.
All right.
Yes. All right, we'll see you for the last show of the week before we head off to Singapore.
Right, we're so excited.
Very excited.
Singapore
very
Rushers, excited. We'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.